It's been estimated that up to 43% of the U.S. population has used some form of complementary or alternative medicine. That can mean anything from homeopathy and traditional Chinese or Native American treatments to more modern spiritual practices that might be regarded as New Age. The rise of their popularity has so far outstripped the ability of science to test the claims that are made about all the treatments and practices that are out there. A special White House commission, which produced its final report earlier this year, acknowledged the uncertainties and called for more research spending. So who's using complementary or alternative medicine?
Doing pretty well. I think, though, I'd like to work on some insomnia issues. I've been having some crazy dreams. And,
Robin Gelman, for one, the resident of Washington, D.C., is among the growing number of Americans who don't believe that Western medicine has all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to combating sleeplessness and other conditions, she turns to an ancient Chinese treatment, acupuncture. In fact, the 30-something former television producer is so convinced of its merits that she's training to become a practitioner herself.
So as you know, all those needles are sterile and one-time used.
The man treating her is a former yoga teacher from Belgium who got a degree in biology in the United States before studying acupuncture. Eric Sereski, who's now the clinical director at the Maryland Institute of Chinese Medicine, says America's interest in the field really took off in the 1990s.
Since then, there had been a little boom in the complementary field, so that an explosion of interest and an explosion of growth in terms of people looking into studying that, and in terms of people looking into experiencing that to help them with their lifestyles and problems.
Part of the reason for that explosion, he says, was an endorsement from the U.S. government's premier medical research agency. In 1997, a panel of experts assembled by the National Institutes of Health concluded that acupuncture could be effective in treating certain disorders.
This one, the Xiaoyao-san, is more popular for the depression. But again,
the growing interest in acupuncture has also exposed more Americans to traditional Chinese herbal remedies, which are given for a range of modern life's afflictions, from stress to chronic fatigue. Eric Sereski says that patients are attracted by the traditional Chinese approach.
When a person would come with the typical symptoms in the Western medical model, the symptoms will be analyzed, while in the Chinese medical model, the symptoms will be analyzed as part of a bigger picture. And for some condition, analyzing the picture, the symptoms will be quite potent, while for other conditions, it will fail because the whole picture needs to be approached.
Just letting your day go with your exhalation.
The modern appeal of ancient practices is also clearly illustrated in places like this downtown Washington yoga class, the like of which has sprouted up all over the United States. Instructor Kimberly Wilson started teaching yoga in her home 2.5 years ago.
I think the big trend in yoga right now, although it's been popular for many years, I think there's been a really big boom in maybe the past 5, but I think people are seeking an alternative way to get physical activity while also working with their mind and body, you know, combining the whole thing.
Sliding the shoulder blades down the back into your back pockets and lifting the heart center.
Kimberly Wilson has seen her student base grow from just a handful to around 300. Yoga, which traces its roots back thousands of years to what is now India, has a spiritual component, and those who attend Wilson's classes say that for them, it's certainly far more than a good workout.
It's probably more spiritual than physical for me. Keeps me peaceful.
It's the unification of your mind, your body, and your spirit working to bring, I think, peace and a sense of contentment during times when things aren't feeling so content.
Yoga's proponents say there are psychological and physical benefits, but they don't claim that it's a cure-all. And James Gordon, who chaired the White House Commission, calls for a holistic approach to complementary and alternative medicine.
There's a tendency that we have to want to look for the magic bullet, and that is highly unlikely for most complicated chronic illnesses. And I think what we have to do is enlarge our understanding that there are very few magic bullets out there for chronic illness, and that what's needed is a comprehensive approach that includes a number of these different therapies.
But that approach is not without its critics. The White House Commission's final report acknowledges areas of significant disagreement, even among its members. The report's introduction also concedes that most complementary and alternative therapies have not yet been proven to be safe and effective. Meanwhile, the Commission's harshest critics accuse it, in essence, of supporting quackery. But Commission Chairman Dr. Gordon, a psychiatrist who's a professor at Georgetown University School of Medicine and a leading backer of complementary and alternative approaches, is fighting back.
There is a good deal of scientific evidence for some therapies and not so much or none for others. The Commission's recommendations are that the evidence that's there be made easily available to everybody, so that when somebody makes that kind of statement saying this is quackery, that's a testable hypothesis.
And as the most scientifically promising therapies attract more and more followers, the question increasingly being asked is how they can be used in conjunction with conventional Western medicine.